prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a show chock full of interesting stuff to talk about today. We're going to start out by talking about how sleeping over 8 hours is associated with greater risk of stroke with Dr. Yu Lang. Then we're going to change it up a little bit. Sad movies are fattening. Did you know that? We're going to be joined by Dr. Anir Tal to talk about that. And then at the top of the second hour, we're going to take a totally different path. Modern commando conditioning. We're going to be joined by an American hero, Nate Morrison, to talk about what it takes to get into the kind of shape that Special Forces gets into every single day of their lives. So we're going to talk about that later. Just want to remind everybody that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, All American EFX Sports. You can go to Superhuman Radio and click any one of the banner ads there to learn more about them. So my first guest is Dr. Yu Lang. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lang.
Hello, Cal.
So let's talk about this study. Sleeping over eight hours is associated with greater risk of stroke. This type of research has been out there before. What questions were you looking to answer with your study?
Okay. You might have read that previous studies, they have shown now increasingly that sleep is suggested as a predictor for cardiovascular events. And stroke is really an outcome of particular interest. However, we noticed there is a lack of evidence from the British population. No study has examined change in sleep duration over time and subsequent stroke risk. So we think understanding this relationship is potentially important for the early detection of stroke, especially in older populations. So that's why we set out to examine this question, the relationship between sleep duration and change in sleep duration and future stroke risk in a middle to older aged British population.
So who were the subjects that were included in this study?
Okay, so these subjects, they are part of a cohort study. So these are population within this cohort called the European Prospective Investigation into Cancer, EPIC, the Norfolk Cohort Study.
Uh-huh.
And these people, they are just under 10,000 people, aged 42 to 81 years old at baseline, and these people are residents living in Norfolk in the UK.
And how was this study designed?
So this is a longitudinal follow-up study, as you have read. So these people, they were firstly recruited into the cohort, and then we asked about their sleep habits during 1998 to 2000, and then we asked we repeated these questions on sleep habits 4 years later.
Mm.
And then we further followed up these participants for an average of 9.5 years. And during that time, 346 people had a stroke. So we were focusing on these people who had the stroke, and we run analysis on these people. We also get information on their other lifestyles and other social demographic factors. And then we were able to, in the analysis, we were able to, compare those people who sleep more than 8 hours, who sleep between 6 to 8 hours, and who sleep less than 6 hours. So we compare the stroke risk among those people.
And of these 346 people, did they have specific similarities? Maybe they were the older subset of the group or something like that?
Well, yeah, of course. So these 346 people, they had a stroke, so you would expect them to have the normal the other risk factors for cardiovascular diseases, they would be older and they would have, they're more likely to smoke and they would have a worse cardiovascular profile than the other healthy people.
And what about type 2 diabetes? Were these individuals who had strokes, did they, a large majority of them suffer from insulin resistance?
So these people who have stroke, if you look at baseline information, we have information on their self-reported diabetes. There is not much difference in terms of the self-reported diabetes among these people. But I think if you look at the information from the actual health records from their hospital record, there would be association, of course, between stroke and diabetes and other cardiovascular diseases.
So what was the outcome of the study? What did you learn?
So in this study, we found that people who slept longer than 8 hours a day compared to those people who slept between 6 to 8 hours, they were at a 46% greater risk of stroke. And people who slept less than 6 hours a day were at an 18% increased risk. But because the number of people falling in the short sleep duration category is rather small, so perhaps this lack of significance of this association is because the smaller number in that category. But overall, we've seen this more like a J-shaped relationship with longer sleep duration associated with a greater risk of stroke compared to average sleep duration. And besides this, we also looked at change in sleep duration. And we found that people who reported sleeping over 8 hours when they were asked at both points of the study, they were at double the risk of stroke compared to those with persistently average sleep duration at both points of the study. And also people who shifted over time from sleeping less than 6 hours a day to sleeping more than 8 hours a day. So if they shifted from short sleep to long sleep, they were nearly four times as likely to have a stroke as people who consistently slept an average amount. And we also found these associations, they remained after we controlled for the other factors, the important factors such as age, sex, and other conventional cardiovascular risk factors.
So we're not suggesting that longer sleep is causative, but maybe corollary and could be a sign that something is wrong, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. That's what we want to, you know, actually warn people of the interpretation of these results. We're definitely not saying this is causation, that is the long sleep itself that has led to the increased stroke risk, but rather we found this correlation, which is potentially very interesting, and you know, with more studies in clinical settings, then we might prove in the future that sleep could be used as a clinical marker,
right,
of some sort of stroke risk or cardiovascular risk that the clinicians or the general public should be aware of, and they should pay attention to this.
Because it's well understood that a sick individual sleeps more. And so if they're sleeping more, this could be a telltale sign that there's something going on for family members or clinicians to start to inquire, well, how long do you sleep? You know, how do you sleep? How long do you sleep?
Yeah, exactly. So not only those sick people, but sometimes when people, they have underlying health problems, and when they are not actually showing the clinical signs, but they actually already have things going on in their body or in their brain that make them more sleepless or more tired, these kids also, you know, if they happen to report they have prolonged sleep and they happen to increase their sleep duration substantially, that could serve as an alarming sign for their friends, family, and for the doctors, you know, to take actions in order to prevent their health conditions to further worsen in the future.
Did you look at time spent in bed versus sleep, or was that not a question? Mm-hmm.
That's a very interesting question, actually, because we, in another study, that We also, in the epic novel cohort, so in the same population, we looked at, we compared the time that people spent in bed and their actual reported sleep duration. And we found that the time people spent in bed that was derived from their rise time and their bedtime was almost 2 hours longer than their reported sleep duration.
Oh.
So I think that tells us something about, I guess, first of all, if you notice the difference, that could be the different ways of reporting their sleep duration. It indicates perhaps there is some uncertainty in the reporting there. But also at the same time, that this time that they spent in bed and their sleep duration might be actually different things that is telling you different aspects of their health. For example, because in that paper, what we found was older people, they tend to spend more time in bed, but they reported shorter sleep durations.
Right.
So perhaps those people who are less healthier, who are older, they actually spend a long time lying in bed without sleeping. This difference could actually tell you something about their health status.
Did when they slept play any role in this? We know that a lot of elderly people start to suffer from something called sundowners, where they don't want to be asleep at night. They're afraid to go to sleep at night, so they stay up all night long, and then they sleep during the daytime. Was there any connection or linkage between disrupted sleep patterns as opposed to how much time they slept?
So in this study, because in our cohort, most people, they were healthy to start with. They were healthy at baseline. And they usually, most of them have normal sleep patterns. So we are not able to, look at these sort of abnormal sleep patterns in this population. However, we did look at people's napping habits. So when we asked them, do you take a nap during the day?
Yes.
So this is more like day sleeping. We looked at that in relation to their mortality risk. That was another study that we conducted before. And we found a correlation between daytime napping, their napping habits, and their mortality risk. So that could be, daytime napping and long sleep duration, like daily long sleep duration, they could both be indicators of declining health status or a marker of underlying health problem among this older population, I would say, because it's important to note the age of the people. If they're only in their 20s, then probably you wouldn't notice such an association, because then they would have different implications in different population settings.
We're going to take a break, Dr. Lang, and when we come back, I've got lots more questions for you. We're talking right now with Dr. Yu Lang. We're talking about sleeping over 8 hours is associated with greater risk of stroke. We're not saying that sleeping longer causes stroke, but it may be one of the first outward manifestations that something is wrong if you have an elderly loved one to pay attention to. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Yu Lang. We're talking about sleeping over 8 hours is associated with greater risk of stroke. Dr. Lang, I've always heard that self-reporting has some potential flaws because people tend to underreport risky or what they perceive as bad behavior and overreport good behavior. Some would think that sleeping too long is a negative, slothful, laziness, blah, blah, blah. Any chance that some of the people who reported sleeping less actually was sleeping more?
Well, as you said, I mean, that's a possibility that we can't really say that these people, that the reported sleep duration is exactly the amount that they're sleeping. But we think, and also in this study, because we didn't record their sleep duration in the lab, but we all use questionnaire reports, and we admit that there might be errors in the reporting of these sleep durations, but I think in general, because this is a rather healthy population at baseline, and a lot of errors that was reported in this kind of questionnaire reports, was because many people, they were already sick, so they have problem reporting their lifestyles or reporting their sleep habits. However, in this generally healthy population, we think this is less of an issue. And also, another important note is actually we think these self-reported measures, they have validity in themselves. Just imagine if you go into a clinic and you talk to your doctors, you usually just report your sleep duration, you just talk to them about your sleep habits. And the doctors, they wouldn't, you know, record your sleep for every single patient that they have. So we think actually people's perception of their sleep habits is important in themselves. If we can prove that these reported sleep duration can be used as a useful clinical marker, then it's more convenient to use these kind of self-reported measures in primary care settings rather than having a lot of equipment or using sleep laboratories, which won't be so realistic in a large population scale.
Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Was there anything that really surprised you about this study that jumped out at you and made you go, wow, I did not expect to see that?
I think, overall, the overall shape of the association, I think we kind of expected that. Also, given, if you notice, we have run a combined analysis of the previous studies, the previous 11 studies, and our results actually agrees perfectly with those previous results. But I think what's really interesting, or what might be surprising in a way, is how robust these associations were, and that it's really independent of the other established cardiovascular risk factors, because we have controlled for many conventional cardiovascular risk factors. So we have covered a lot of factors. And even after we control for these factors, the association still exists and is still robust. And that makes us wonder, you know, what's really going on there. And also when we look at the change in sleep duration, because this is really the first study to look at the change in sleep duration and subsequent stroke risk, we found the magnitude was really large. If you think about, you know, those people who shifted from short to long sleep duration, the risk was four times compared to those who stayed average sleep duration at those time points. So this magnitude of the association was really large, and I think that is surprising in a way, but also I think this is more interesting or intriguing for future studies to you know, further repeat these findings and to really explore what's going on in the body and the biological mechanism behind this, you know, among those people who have change in sleep duration, what is happening with their body, what is happening with their brain, and that is something that's really important for next step studies.
Okay, so now, interesting, just connecting the dots of interviews that I've done over the past year. We've had several interviews on the linkage between inflammation and depression. We know that inflammation plays a role in depression in a specific group of people who suffer from major depressive disorders. Not everybody's depression is related to inflammation, but we do know now that inflammation is related to depression. So then we take into account seasonality. We know that lots of vitamin D research is coming out now that shows that vitamin D plays a role in inflammation or squelching, if you will, or mitigating inflammation. So do we see any linkage between the change in sleep duration and seasonality and hence still having a stroke?
That could be a very interesting point to look at, actually. Well, in this study, we don't have the ability to look at seasonality. But as you mentioned, because, you know, people's sleep habits, they might, you know, change. There is seasonality in there, and it is certainly something to explore if we we have the information, and also on information, as you mentioned, that is also quite important, as inflammation has been suggested as a mechanism by many studies linking sleep to health. So I think that could also be a good point to look at. In our cohort, we've also examined sleep and inflammation measured by C-reactive protein levels before. And we did find association in there, but mostly with daytime napping and with time spent in bed rather than with the sleep durations. But that study was mostly cross-sectional in nature, so it's not a longitudinal study. And so we think what would provide more information in the future is if we can prove there is association between the change in sleep duration and inflammation or any inflammatory markers in a prospective manner, that would tell us more about whether the inflammation occurs because of the sleep habits, or is it as a result of the sleep habits, or is it actually happening at the same time? So I think the direction of this relationship would be important to know in order to let us know the nature of the association between sleep and health.
What would you like to see both clinicians and lay people take away from your research, Dr. Lang?
So I think for now, based on these findings we have, I think it's really important for clinicians to pay more attention to their patients' sleep habits. And again, and also for the lay audience themselves,
right,
if they notice any change in their sleep habits, or if they certainly suffer more sleepiness, and if they have abnormal sleep patterns, then they should definitely pay attention and maybe talk to their doctors. And the clinicians could then, you know, do further interviews, more in-depth interviews on their sleep habits, and as well as other lifestyles, and then maybe run body checks on these patients to see whether there has been any physical change in their body. So I think for both the clinicians and for the general public, it's really, I think the importance of this research is to inform people how important sleep is, and how that the sleep habits might be actually used as a marker or
A diagnostic tool. A diagnostic tool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Although, you know, definitely we need more research in the future before this could actually be used in the clinical settings. But I think for now, people really need to raise their awareness of this lifestyle that they might have neglected in the past.
Dr. Lang, thank you so much for making time to come on the show today. I think this is great research that you've produced.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. If you have a loved one, a family member, and you notice that all of a sudden they start sleeping a lot longer, let that be a warning that maybe something else is going on. And if you're a clinician, ask your patients, what time did you go to sleep last night? What time did you get out of bed this morning? And try to piece together and ask them, has your sleep changed? Have you been sleeping longer for some reason? It all could be evidence of an underlying disease or issue that you have not discovered yet. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Dr. Anir Tal will be on with us to talk about why sad movies are fattening. See, I like to watch comedy, and I'm lean. We'll be right back.
Makers of Mass Pro Synthogen. Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Are you one of those people who loves a good tearjerker? You know, one of those movies that leaves you sobbing, go through a whole box of tissues, drying your wet eyes and blowing your runny nose after crying for an hour and a half watching a movie? Well, guess what? It may be the reason why you're overweight. And my next guest, Dr. Anner Tal. How you doing, Dr. Tal?
Hi, Cal. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yes, pleasure. And you have done some research into this area about why sad movies are fattening. So let's start at the beginning. What led you to do this study? Was there previous research that pointed you in this direction? And what questions were you trying to answer with this research?
So this was actually following up some earlier research where we looked at how, in general, we have a big project that looks at how the content of distractions affect people's eating. Because one thing we've known for a while in this field is that when people are more distracted, they tend to eat more because the eating can be mindless.
Right.
People can eat often without realizing it. And what we've started looking at in the last few years is looking at how the content of distractions affects your food consumption. So basically how different things that distract you can affect you differently. And this followed the project that looked at how action films can lead you to eat more. And the idea in that one was that the more something captures your attention, the more distracting it is, the more you'll eat.
Interesting.
But one thing that... Sorry, go on.
No, I said that's interesting.
Oh, thank you. So one thing that came out in a discussion that followed that with some other researchers was they had some findings that looked at, and that's published in the same issue as this research letter in JAMA Intel and Medicine. They had some previous research that showed that people might, in some cases, eat more when they're bored by something they're watching, which on the face of it sounds like it's the opposite. We were saying if you're more engaged with something you're watching, you'll eat more. And they said if you're less engaged with something you're watching, you'll eat more. Part of the reason for differences like that can always be different circumstances in which a study was conducted. So, for instance, we compared different people in their study. It was the same people watching the two different types of content. But what came out of that was that the relationship between content and how much you eat might be more complicated. So there are different factors that play into it. One might be that the level of the relationship between the level of distraction and how much you eat might not be linear, and that's another avenue that we're exploring these days. So if something is completely boring, you might eat more, and if it's completely fascinating, you might eat more.
So really what has to happen is kind of, in layman's terms, the brain has to disconnect from the behavior, so it has to be completely engaged in something, whether that is mind-numbingly boring or completely captivating.
You have to have enough conscious attention to override mindless eating, basically, which is what we're seeing with the current research as well. So people were watching sad movies across two studies, ate more than people watching more comedic movies. And the reason for that, we think, is that if you're feeling distressed, you're lacking the resources to control automatic behavior. So overriding behaviors that are easy for us, that are automatic and that are rewarding, sometimes require us to exert conscious attention and some effort.
Uh-huh.
And if too much of your attention is drawn away, or if there's something that's depleting for you, that's the term we use for when someone is sapped of cognitive resources, mental control resources, then you're going to be less able to do that, to override your automatic eating.
So describe the design of this study that you performed.
So this research letter actually had two studies in it. In one of them, we had people in the lab watch two different movies. One was Love Story, and one was Sweet Home Alabama, which is a comedy. And Love Story, if you haven't watched it, I won't ruin it. It's a classic movie from the 70s, I think.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand and what's his name? Robert Redford, right?
No.
Wasn't Barbara Streisand.
Was in it, right?
No. Was it? It was Robert Redford and somebody else. I can't think who the leading lady was now.
Yeah, me neither. But it was, it's from the 70s.
Yeah.
So, it starts off nice, but then it becomes really sad. And, the other study that we ran that was related, was actually run in a cinema. And in that one, we didn't choose which movies people will watch. They just watched whatever they wanted, and we recorded how much popcorn we ate, and then we compared differences between different movies. And in that one, people who watched Solaris, which is also a sad movie,
right,
ate more than those who watched My Big Fat Greek Wedding. So across both movies, people watching a movie that was sad ate more than people who were watching a movie that was more slightly comedic drama, let's say.
So could part of it be because of the different neural hormones that are enlisted in those two different mood behaviors? For instance, if you're laughing, you're probably releasing a lot of feel-good hormones and the brain is satisfied, but if you're sad and you're crying, you're releasing those depressive hormones. The brain wants to feel good, so by eating, you elevate maybe serotonin levels and stuff like that?
Yeah, part of it might definitely be because food has reward value and is the brain reacts to it with reward value. And if we're watching something that's distressing for us, then part of the picture is, yeah, doing something like that is an easy way to sort of try to fix your mood.
Right, right. So how much more did these people eat that watched the sad movies versus the slightly comedic movies?
So it varied between the two studies, and if we run more studies, we'll probably get other percentages like that or in the ballpark. The quantities of popcorn that people ate in both studies, we looked at how much popcorn they ate, were in both cases around 100 grams, which is in ounces about 4 ounces. The people who watched the sadder movies ate, in one case, 125 grams, in another case, 127 grams. And the control movies were 98 grams in the lab study and 82 grams in the field study, meaning that the differences were 28% more in the lab study and actually more than that, 55% more popcorn in the field study in an actual cinema.
And was it just popcorn that they were allowed to have? They couldn't eat chocolate or candy or anything like that?
Yeah, in this one it was just popcorn. Right. I mean, in the cinema they could have eaten other things as well, but we just recorded the amounts of popcorn they ate. One thing that's really interesting and we're actually following up on is to look if there are differences between healthier and less healthy snacking in those cases. Because, so you mentioned, you know, comforting yourself by the reward of what you're eating. It might be that things that, foods that are indulgent, popcorn or chocolate even maybe more so, can be more comforting in those settings, in which case we should see that people selectively eat more of those. But that's something that we're trying to follow up on to see if basically you eat more of anything that's there or you selectively eat more of indulgent foods.
Well, I was going to say, because I think what is considered indulgent depends on the palate. So, for instance, I don't gravitate towards candy, but when I do want something that I feel is candy-like, I will have a protein bar which has minimal sugar and high protein and a good source of carbohydrates, because that makes me feel good and improves satiety, makes me satisfied. I couldn't eat popcorn. I would feel guilt-ridden. I would feel sick afterwards. So I also think that if you look at a couple different populations of people and what they believe or what is indulgent to one group may be different than what's indulgent to another group. So,
true. There are some differences, and for instance, in research looking at comfort foods, there's some evidence that comfort foods might be different things for different people because it's based on your experience and subjective sense. But I want to add to that in some things, at least, there is a fairly high degree of uniformity between people. So there's research, for instance, looking at the reaction of reward centers in the brain to food that has higher or lower calories in relation to how hungry people are. And across the board, they see that, by and large, there's more reaction in reward centers of the brain in reaction to high-calorie foods when people are hungry. So people are more sensitized to high-calorie foods when they're hungry.
Interesting. All right, let's do this. Let's do this, Dr. Tal. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots more questions for you. We're talking right now with Anna Tal. We're talking about how sad movies are fattening. You want to get lean? Watch comedies. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. During the top of the next hour, we'll be joined by Nate Morrison to talk about commando conditioning. The way special forces people train is different than the way you train, but you can train like them and be in the greatest shape of your life. It doesn't take CrossFit. It doesn't take any of those things. It doesn't take P90X. It takes what Nate Morrison is going to share with you today. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Anna Tal. We're talking about how sad movies are fattening. Plain and simple. You like a good sad movie, make sure you do a lot of cardio before and after the movie to mitigate the damage you're going to do with the popcorn. So was there anything surprising about this study? Anything that made you step back and go, wow, I did not expect to see that?
Well, one thing that we were surprised at was how big the effects we found are. So the differences we talked about them earlier were 28% in one study and 55% increase of eating in another study. So those are fairly big effects. A lot of times in the social science, we're talking a lot smaller effects. And similarly, in our previous study that I mentioned that looked at action movies versus more laid-back programming, that we saw an increase in a large increase in eating. By the way, one thing that, so I mentioned that research before, one thing that connects them is that they're both actually distress-inducing. So if you're watching an action movie or a sad movie or a horror movie for that matter. Yeah.
It's the stress. So that movie, when those movies make you anxious, they make you stressed. You're watching the guy is about to die, or the lovers are breaking up, or the monster is chasing the kids. That stress induces your desire for food.
Yeah, and that actually opens up. You talked about how things might be different from one between one person and another before, and that's very true. And it applies here too. So if watching movies about puppies going on adventures causes you distress, then that's going to lead you to eat more. It depends on people's subjective reactions. There are just some types of movies are more likely to make people feel distressed than other types.
You know, this actually makes a lot of sense from an evolutionary perspective, right? So we've talked about this dozens of times on the show, but the body gets signals from the environment. If the environment is hostile and harsh, the body thinks, I may not be able to get food. I need to make sure I'm prepared for whatever may happen here. And what the body wants to do is it wants to both conserve energy and consume energy at the same time. And so we see your appetite increases. Well, the brain has no way of discerning that what it's feeling from what you're watching on a movie is not the real thing. So it believes that the environment is hostile. The environment is not conducive to abundance, and it triggers desire for food. I mean, this really makes a lot of sense from an evolutionary perspective.
Yeah, that's true. And what we see with some of these evolved mechanisms is that once you put them in a modern environment, they actually work against us. So something that might have been adaptive 10,000 years ago or more might not be adaptive in a modern environment.
See, and Dr. Malin Watfi wrote a fantastic book that we talked about a year ago on the show called Of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes. And he shows that the mechanisms in the brain that are responsible for hunger produce peptides that overpower fear so that we would be willing to go out and risk ourselves to forage for food. And that when the process occurs that way, the nutrient partitioning is different than if you're eating continuously while you're feeling fear. And so this is great. This research is fantastic. So what about there? Look, I love funny movies. If you and I went to the movies and when you wanted to see a sad movie, I would say, look, I'll see you after the movie. Because I love to laugh. What about the propensity of one person to want to watch sad movies and another person to want to watch funny movies setting up this dynamic?
Can you clarify the question?
Well, some people maybe they are sad and they react to sad movies more so than say an action movie because their normal sense is like one of sadness.
Yeah. So people might react differently, and that means that the effects on how much they eat would be different too. So if you're more distressed by something, it's going to lead you to eat more.
Okay.
So in a way, selecting out of circumstances that are distressing to you can also protect you from overeating in those circumstances.
Because we know that women love to watch a good tearjerker. Women they'll go home, get their popcorn, literally get their tissues and sit down and watch a movie that makes them sob and cry. And they eat the entire time that they do it. Men tend not to do that as much. So what about the gender differences in your studies? Did you see this trait, this pattern with more so with women than men?
So in this one, we didn't actually look at that, but in the cinema context, we couldn't really record gender, but in the previous study that I mentioned with action movies, we did look at gender, and what we found on that one was that the effects were actually stronger for guys. But in that case, we were talking about action movies.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
So, but it might be that different genders react differently to different things they watch depending on preferences. There might be a woman who likes action movies more than tearjerkers.
Ah. So theoretically,
the subjective differences between people also matter.
So theoretically, I don't like tearjerkers. So that the tearjerker may not affect me as badly and make me want to eat as much as, say, an action movie, because that one induces stress on me.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it might apply to other contexts as well. So if you're talking about stereotyped gender behaviors, so take competitive sports, for example. That might be something that's not distressing in the sense of you feel bad, but, you feel a rush of adrenaline and there's tension. So that type of feeling might also elevate food consumption.
Interesting. This is really, really cool stuff. So what's the next study that you're working on?
So right now we're doing some exploration into how internet content affects people's eating.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference there between that and some and more traditional media is that the participant has a role in shaping the content.
Right. They select.
So you're often interacting
it,
with the media.
Yeah. You're the director. You select what you browse, what you watch, what you look at. Exactly.
Yeah, and in that context, it might be interesting to see if people tend to actually gravitate more towards things that contribute to greater overeating. We're also looking at subjective differences, so we talked a bit about that. Whether the level of engagement of a person based on their preferences or the level of distress that's aroused by something they're watching based on their subjective perception of what they're watching differently affects different people. So if something is more distressing to me but less distressing to you, like I'm affected by said movies and you aren't, I'm going to eat more but you're not going to eat more.
Uh-huh.
So that's something we also want to look at.
Very cool. Very, very cool stuff. Listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show and talk about this.
Yeah, thank you very much, Carl. Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Nate Morrison, and we're going to talk about modern commando conditioning. This is the kind of conditioning that you'll bet your life on, because these guys are all about life and death. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of ketone Keto Canine. Hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines frodolin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so I've been wanting to do this interview for some time now. So before we do the interview, I want to set it up a little bit, right? There's a lot of people out there doing wonderful things in physical culture today. There's people who are doing, you know, 150 kettlebell swings and somebody over at CrossFit that can do, you know, 200 kip-ups. And I mean, there's just such great examples of strength and conditioning out there. It's wonderful. I love it because it means as a nation, we are actually making inroads to being healthier and stronger, which is what this country has always been about. And it kind of deviated for a while, and hopefully we're going to get back on track. But then there's a different kind of strength and conditioning out there. It's not the strength and conditioning that you go to a competition, you swing a kettlebell, or you push a bar off your chest with a lot of weight on it. It's the kind of strength and conditioning that says, I'm jumping out of this helicopter in the middle of the desert. I got 100 pounds strapped to me, and it's 120 degrees out in the sun, and I'm going to be running for the next half hour to make it in to do this work, and I'm going to get shot at, and I may have to engage in hand-to-hand combat, and that's a different kind of conditioning. In fact, it's a kind of conditioning that makes you, the baddest MF on the planet, because you know that your body is not a body anymore. It's a tool. It's a weapon. It's something that you can make demands of that the average human being would shudder to think that they would have to even do it, never mind be able to do it. My next guest is one of those guys. And not only is he one of those guys, but he trains people for these types of tasks. And he's Nate Morrison. How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. So Nate sent me a series of books that he has written. It's the continuation of his original book, which was combat conditioning. But mm-hmm. Now it includes a training journal, dietary information, a worksheet and calculator. I mean, the list goes, and it's the, and so I looked at this stuff and I said, man, there are people in my audience that would eat this up. There are people in my audience. They're not powerlifters. They're not swinging kettlebells, but they would really like to know that if the chips were down, they could make demands of their body and come through. And especially in the current climate today, where you've got all types of different unrest, you have political issues going on, you have the threats of terrorism. Never before in our history have we needed to be able to defend ourselves, to make demands of our body, and be prepared to roll into action than we do today. And I said to Nate, I want to offer these books to my audience, and you had already taken them down because you're doing things with the military with this stuff, right?
Yeah, Carl, it's been a goal that we've been working on for a lot of years, and I've always had a military audience, and I've had a lot of success with all the different special operations units that I've worked with or guys I've advised getting into selection. But we finally kind of turned the corner on working with the military directly on a larger basis. And, so for example, we've done did a course for some folks out of Air Force Special Operations Command, did a course for the 82nd Airborne. We've got work that we're doing with Army Special Forces right now. And all of that kind of, as we dive deeper into that and into the combat performance piece of it, there's certain security clearance requirements and all that kind of thing. So we're pulling everything. We're basically doing a big rewrite and combining everything that's in all of the books into one manual. And then we'll see about releasing that later, maybe next year or something like that. But for right now, we're trying to maintain a much lower profile.
And so I asked Nate, I said, Nate, let's do an interview and just make it available for 2 weeks to my audience. Those who get the message will jump on board. Those who don't worry about it. And you agreed to make this available. It's not even up on the website right now. I mean, in the midst of this live interview, it took up to this time for Nate to go, okay, I'm going to do this. I can just do it for 2 weeks. That's it. And so I'm telling those of you who are interested in this, that this is one of the seminal works on true conditioning for combat performance, which is the ultimate in conditioning. That's it. There's nothing more ultimate than being. We always talk about people being warriors. Well, these are real warriors, and this is how they train. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, first of all, talk about Riker. R-I-K-R. Where does it get its name from? And what is the mission of the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. The name Riker comes from Old Norse, so going all the way back, a good, 1 or 2,000 years. And the word Riker itself means great or powerful. And then the logo that we chose is two Kenaz runes from Old Norse, and those stand for applied knowledge, truth seeking, all that sort of thing. And it seemed like a really nice fit for us, because that's what I've always been looking for, is the application of knowledge. You can have all of this knowledge, but if you can't apply it, right now or tomorrow, then what good is it? It's more or less useless data that you can't really do anything with. And so that's what Riker is all about, is taking that information, that data, and then showing you how to apply it in your life or to whatever skill set or task that you have at hand. And, there's a lot of different things that we do in addition to the physical training piece of it, or I really should start saying the combat performance piece, because that's a little bit more accurate to the community that we work with. But that's the overlying concept, is that we've got to get this information packaged into something that you can use today and tomorrow and for the rest of your life. And then we have to do it along a continuum, because you go from that unconscious incompetence all the way up to, high theoretical mastery. And there's a number of steps in between there that you have to walk your way up through. So there's a lot of continuum in there. There's a lot of teaching. There's a lot of progression. But the bottom line is it's application of knowledge.
Now, for those of you who've never heard Nate on the show, I mean, I think Nate came on the show the first time, I want to say in 2006, we were introduced by Paul Becker. Because you're one of the most open-minded people. You're always looking for ways to improve physical function. And for those of you who don't know anything about Nate, to kind of put this in perspective, Nate Morrison, you were pararescue, right?
Right.
Okay, so pararescue is guys who parachute in behind enemy lines to recover American assets, whatever that be, people, whatever. So these guys are going in to the enemy's home turf and getting out. And so think about the cojones that it takes to be one of those guys. You have to trust that you are capable to handle anything that comes your way. Is that an accurate assessment?
It is, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And the problem that we're getting into now is that there's a number of issues between a changing society, changing environments, a decade plus, 15 years now, basically of war, and folks are getting run down, and the solutions that everyone's been turning to are running them down, and so there's changes in the wind. I think you and I talked about something happened. January 1st, New Year's, 2015, all of a sudden the whole world woke up and said, holy crap, wait a minute,
right.
Something's got to change here.
Right.
So that's what you have to have going into those situations. And, we're getting into a situation where more or less our egos and our missions are I hate to use this kind of cliche, but it's all kind of writing checks that our bodies can't cash anymore.
Right.
And so there's kind of a big problem there.
And I have to believe, well, first of all, you're dealing with the higher echelon of mm-hmm. combat professionals. You're dealing with guys who have made it into special forces already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
So, because I was going to say the new ingredient in this whole process, I had a few years ago, I had a guy from an Army recruiting. He was a sergeant who was in charge of the Army recruiting for
mm-hmm.
the state of North Carolina, I think, or something like that. And I had him on the show, and I said, what's going on with obesity? He says, you know what? We have a hard time finding candidates. We have to send a lot of people home because there are so many young people out there who are obese and unfit, and they want to join the military because they want to get fit. And he's got to say, look, you need to go get fit. And then come back because we can't do anything for you. We're not La Costa. This is not, someplace you go to lose weight. You'll die if you have to do this kind of work.
So, right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, finish your thought.
Well, I was just going to say that it's a huge problem. It's a problem where 75% of the population is too obese to even walk into the recruiting office, and the numbers just dwindle down from there. But the other thing is that people have to understand that these recruiters are doing them a favor because when they get to basic training, these guys are getting broken. And then I want to say the current rate in the Army is about 30% are broken in basic training and then have to go to these remedial PT type of units in order to try to heal up and come back and finish basic training, or they just get discharged from there. And it's a huge, huge problem if you think about the what that's costing and what that's costing the nation as a whole to have 30% of your trainees having to go through that round robin thing because they weren't physically prepared. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. All right, let's do this. And don't forget, it's much more demanding today than it was when my father was in the military. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back during this show, we're going to tell you there's going to be a brief window of opportunity for you to get these 1, 2, 3, 4 books and one Excel spreadsheet with calculators on it. And that window's going to open and it's going to close in 2 weeks. And I'm telling you, I don't care if you've spent a nickel on any of the books we've talked about on this show. This is a rarity. Okay? Like a secret club. Stay tuned.
Federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
2755.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Remember, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals and their product line, All American EFX Sports. Check them out at superhumanradio.com. We're talking with Nate Morrison. I'm telling you guys and gals out there, this is a brief window of opportunity here. It's going to last 2 weeks, and you'd be lucky to have these books. I've looked at them. The work that's gone into these is decades of practical experience, and there's nothing out there like it. I don't care if you buy books through Rodell Press and, you know, the 3-2-1 diet. None of that stuff compares to this, because this is the kind of stuff. Do you, Nate, do you know who Vince Flynn is, the author?
I've heard of him. I'm vaguely familiar with his work, but not in any detail.
I'm a Vince Flynn geek. In fact, when he died, I really, really, really felt bad because there were going to be no more new books, and that was really sad to me. But Vince Flynn has a character that's the common thread in all the books he's written, except one, ironically. Mm-hmm. Named Mitch Rapp. Mitch Rapp is ex-Special Forces, and now he works for the CIA. He's a counter-terrorist operative. You know, he's always in the wrong place at the wrong time. But but he's, you know, when you read this stuff, it's like James Bond. You know what I mean? It's like this
right.
guy can handle himself. He can do the things he needs to do. And, you know, but the reality is he's not a fabrication. He's been lifted off of what Special Forces guys are.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of guys in that community that come out of the various special operations units and work in that capacity, yeah.
So this is the kind of training these people get, folks. I know it sounds like I'm pushing you to get these books. I am. These are amazing, and there's a two-week window of opportunity that's going to disappear after it's done that you won't be able to get them. There's four books in the series. Talk about them.
Yeah, there's actually more, but that's the only ones I'm going to put up and allow for this 2 weeks. So the first one is combat conditioning, and that's the system. I call it the Riker system. I also call it the combat conditioning system. But basically, what you're getting in that book is absolutely hands down the best system of physical training that you have ever seen. It is complete. It is everything that everyone else says that they can give you and doesn't and can't. And there's lots and lots of reasons for that. But the bottom line is that when you talk about having it all, you know, the high strength, because you've kind of been lied to, right? You know, it said, well, you can't be this strong and then also be that fast and be able to run a marathon. And I used to think that was true, and it's wrong. It's dead wrong. If you train using the system, it's not only possible, it's really easy, and you know, usually what I get from folks is about 4 weeks in, sometimes as long as 8 weeks, I get, what in the hell is happening to my body? And then there's a lot of laughing on my part, and it's just, hey, enjoy your new level of fitness that you never even believed was possible before. Backing that up then comes combat nutrition, and combat nutrition was basically a whole lot of research that I did into the truth about nutrition, because where I really got turned off on all of this performance nutrition stuff was that, you know, you run these little calculators and, you know, what's your resting energy expenditure times your activity multiplier and all this baloney, and you come up with something like 3,500 calories a day, which I got news for you, you can't eat that by eating whole raw organic foods.
Right.
You know, that's something like 10 cups of rice, you know, it's like 13 steaks. I mean, it's retarded.
Right.
You know, sometimes you do need a hell of a lot of food, and your body will tell you when, and I tell you how to judge in there when you do need that. But we got down to the truth of it. And then in the backside of it is also a whole bunch on lifestyle, on stress, on hormone optimization, all that sort of thing. So that complements very, very nicely. Those two combined is usually a 1-2 knockout punch. Then I realized that people weren't really good at taking that material and looking at it and building their own training journals out of it. So I wrote the Ultimate Training Journal, and it's the best training journal I've ever seen. It's the one that I always wanted to have. It's got everything that I wanted it to be, and it's just a color by numbers kind of thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, do this, plug this information in, determine your variables, plan out the week, now plan out the days, and it's built for an 8-week cycle, and boom. And the feedback on that has been just awesome. And then you have Those Who Dare, and Those Who Dare is the latest generation of the pre-special operations selection program that I've been running for over a decade now. And it's continuously evolved, and it's at a point now where I'm just incredibly proud of it. You're looking at a minimum of 6 weeks, or I'm sorry, 6 months of training, and it is by far the most advanced special operations preparation program you will ever, ever find. It's not easy. It takes a lot of commitment. At a certain point, you'll probably change religions and then wonder if you're going crazy or not. But believe me, the way that it's structured, it's possible. And this program has gotten so many guys into the very highest special operations units that you've ever heard of, and it's just wildly successful.
So. There's a dedication at the front of that book. It says, dedicated to the men of Her Majesty's Special Air Service and all the special forces of the British Commonwealth with whom I've shared some of life's finest moments. Thank you. I didn't know. So you were over there for a while?
In Afghanistan and Iraq, everything within special operations is a joint effort. Uh-huh. And so when it's a joint effort, it's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, England, New Zealand, Australia, the Danes, the Norwegians, all those folks. And you just all come together in this big amalgam and then go out and do what you need to do together. Because everyone's got their strengths and their weaknesses and all that sort of thing. And I had the pleasure of spending a lot of time with a number of the various SAS units, and they're just wonderful, wonderful guys. And then there's a number of things and elements smashed into that program and intertwined, woven together to work in an optimal manner. And one of those elements is one of the Australian SAS preparation programs, which when I looked at it, I said, my God, this is, it's kind of garbage, but I can salvage this, you know.
Right.
They had you doing things like, you know, hamstring curls and, you know, bicep curls and all this other silliness. And I'm sitting there looking at it going, well, that has no place, you know, and, their loads were a little bit messed up, their distances. They didn't say, hey, you should do this pack walk for 15 hours, but they didn't give you, say, a heart rate that you should be doing it at.
Right.
Which is a problem, because if you're doing it all in lactate, you're going backwards, not forwards.
Right.
You know? So I tuned it up. I put a bunch of other elements together into it and built it out into something that I'm just really, really proud of. But, yeah, those guys are just, man, we used to sit around the fire and tell Monty Python jokes all night long. It was awesome.
It always turns to Monty Python, right?
It does. It absolutely does. Yeah.
Bring out your dead. I'm not
right.
Dead yet. You will be. So, what about the spreadsheet? Then what does that do? That gives people a graphic so they can match up their performance with where they should be.
It does. So one of the core concepts that I came across is that when it comes to human performance, it exists on a continuum. So if you look at someone who is, say, invalid in a hospital bed, that could represent zero all the way on the left, and then you have, say, the Olympic gold medalist, you know, Michael Phelps, all the way on the right-hand side, and that represents your continuum. Now, one of the interesting things that nobody talks about in this country or even in North America is that there are classifications of athletes, there's classifications of competition, and all of these things are standards-based. So, for example, if I were to say, you know what, I think I'm going to go try out for the Olympic swim team, I would show up, they would laugh a lot, show me the door, and boot me out of there. Because I have to qualify for every level of competition. Now, that competition exists on a continuum that is backwards engineered from the world record. So it's all a percentage of world record. So 100% is your world record folks. And then your Olympians, Olympic qualifiers, they represent basically your 90 to 100%. Your national level athletes are 80 to 90%. Your state and regional athletes are 70 to 80%. And then your high school varsity is 60%. 60% of world record. And there's a lot of interesting things that happen at 60% of the world record. So when you say, gosh, you know, I would really like to have, say, X amount of strength. You know, so for example, if I was at my ideal body weight, I should be able to bench press 169% of my body weight, which would be 279 pounds. Okay, and that's great. And I should be able to, you know, deadlift, overhead press, et cetera, et cetera. There's a number that corresponds with each of those.
Right.
But we run into problems when I don't bother, for example, to do any aerobic capacity work or any cyclic anaerobic work like sprinting. So if I'm not doing all of the things that human beings are designed to do, I'm automatically and already dysfunctional, and I'm now working against myself. Because what I've decided to do is, all the way from a very low level, I've decided to specialize in one thing.
Right.
And then I wonder why I never get past, say, that 40% of world record performance.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I never get above that? Well, because you probably should be walking or running. You should probably be doing some sprinting. Because when you do all of the things that humans are designed to do, you optimize your physiology. And if you optimize the way that the chemicals and the nutrients and everything else in your body work, then you're able to recover. People don't understand. The whole human body is built more or less on a pyramid. The bottom of your pyramid is aerobic capacity. The very top of it is your anaerobic capacity, and it is correspondingly small. In the middle, you've got glycolytic. And that's how it needs to be built. But what everyone's doing is they're chasing the anaerobic. They're saying, I'm going to do acyclic anaerobic work in the gym, which means I'm just going to do, you know, bodybuilding,
right,
powerlifting, whatever in the gym.
Right.
They say, well, I'm going to do cardio, but they don't know what cardio means. So they just thrash themselves on a treadmill or something like that and build a dysfunctional running pattern, by the way, while they do it. They never sprint and they never do any real long distance aerobic work, which doesn't mean you have to look like a marathon runner.
Right, right.
There's a specific zone that you should be working in, and if you do that, you don't compromise your gains. You know?
Right.
So guys like Jay Cutler, you know, granted, he's on steroids like a son of a gun, but he does 2 hours a day on aerobic work in his max aerobic function heart rate zone for 2 hours a day, every single day. And he hates it, but he does that because that's what it takes.
So did Ronnie.
Physiology.
So did, back in
yeah.
the yes. When if you ever saw what was that DVD that Ronnie put out, The Incredible or The Unbelievable,
and something
every,
like that,
yeah,
yeah,
every morning he woke up and he did an hour's worth of cardio while watching the news, and then he
right.
did cardio later on in the day. And Jay
yeah.
loves the Stairmaster. Jay had a Stairmaster,
yeah.
a step mill in his garage,
right?
And he would be on there, you know, and talking to people on the phone and doing things. You're right.
Yeah.
Because there's been this bad message out there that cardio is going to impede your ability to get stronger and more muscular, when the mm-hmm. exact opposite is the case. We're going to take a break. The website is rikr.us. Go there. Check this website out. It's nothing you would ever go to, because this website is really designed for men and women who are putting their lives on the line in the way of combat. And they must be able to perform at the ultimate level of performance, the level of a warrior, a real warrior. All right, stay tuned. We're going to tell you how you can get the books in just a minute.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Nate Morrison. We're talking about his series of books that are designed to get you into the best shape of your life, the kind of shape that you could bet your life on. His website is rikr.us, rikr.us. Where did that picture come from? There's a picture on the website when you first get there.
Yep.
There's a helicopter down. It looks like it just landed or taking off. There's a group of guys all geared up, and they're walking through the desert. Where is that?
That's over in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan,
That's some folks of the Australian Special Forces. They're being picked up after the end of a mission.
Now, did you take that picture?
I didn't. No, it's a picture that was on the Australian Defense Forces website.
Oh, okay. It's a beautiful picture, and like, it really gives you a feel, like, you know, The blade wash is blowing the sand all over the place, and these guys are walking towards the copter. And I mean, how much does that stuff weigh that they're carrying there on their back and in their hands? And
yeah, looking at the picture right now, I mean, the body armor and the equipment that they would wear on that is going to run about 45 pounds by the time it's all said and done. And then each one of those guys is carrying at least another 45 pounds on their backs, and those are small backpacks that they're running on this one. This was a short duration mission for sure.
So, I mean, they're carrying 100 pounds in the desert.
Yep.
I mean, mm-hmm. my God, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's brutal.
Yeah, I bet it is. And you're getting shot at, too. You know what I mean? It just makes it worse. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's one of those, it leaves you when you analyze this, you have to look at what is the actual requirement that these guys have. You know, it's not the requirement of an athlete. It's not the requirement of your general fitness person that you see in the gym. Those solutions don't really apply. And, you know, one of the things that if you look at the components of training within combat conditioning, there's a loaded aerobic or loaded cyclic aerobic category or component, which is building up your work capacity with external loads on your body, which turns out for anyone, I mean, most people don't want to throw a pack on and go for a walk, but for the military, you have to do that. That's a very specific thing that you must do. And you can't condition yourself to do well with that load by doing, say, just running or by sprinting or lifting in the weight room. It just doesn't work. You have to put the weight on your body and you have to go do the training that's called for. But when you do, I mean, the results are just astonishing. I've got guys now that they blow up my phone all week, all the time, cursing and swearing at me because they have to find greater and greater inclines and start carrying heavier and heavier loads to get their heart rate up into their aerobic training zone. Wow. That's how well conditioned these guys are.
You talk a lot about, and you have always talked about, lactate training capacity. So, mm-hmm. If someone builds up a lactate faster, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing. You know, your ability to expand your overall work capacity within the anaerobic and the lactate zones, so to speak, is directly limited by the size of your aerobic capacity. One of the great secrets is that if you want to build that lactate capacity, it's just automatically there if you build a huge
aerobic capacity.
A huge aerobic capacity, and especially if you build a huge loaded aerobic capacity. The guys that we have that are doing the road marching and the pack walks and all that sort of thing, or even some of the longer duration endurance based kettlebell work, these guys have a lactate capacity that will just blow your mind. It's amazing. And you know, one of the things that you see too with folks operating in that area, you know, folks that are working, say, in a heart rate of about, say, 180 beats a minute, you know, their cognitive ability starts to suffer very, very quickly. But when you train these guys with a large loaded aerobic capacity, you can bring these guys up 180, 190 beats a minute and just keep them there, and they suffer no cognitive deficit, no performance deficit, et cetera, et cetera. But you have to build it in that direction. You can't just say, I'm going to smoke myself all the time in that zone, because you actually will shrink the capacity of everything else that you're doing, and you won't expand the lactate capacity at all.
What so where will people go on RIKR, Riker.us, to order these four books and the spreadsheet?
If you go to that website, up on the top right, there's a link now that says store. I just put that up in the last break.
Okay,
and
cool.
If you click on that, it'll go over to our e-commerce store that we have. That, as you said, will only be there until the 30th of March.
So, hold on. Let me see where I am. There it is. There it is. Store. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, Nate is opening this up for you guys right now. It's something that he did not want to do. And I said, please, let's just give everybody a shot. These books are not expensive. Combat Conditioning, $35. Combat Nutrition, $35. The Ultimate Training Journal, $25. And for those who dare, $60. You get these books, you start training like this, and just watch what happens. Just watch what happens. I don't care who you are and what your particular sports discipline is, it can only improve from this kind of training. We're going to take our last commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Nate Morrison. His website is Riker.us, R-I-K-R.us, where you can get 4 books that will change the way you look at training. This is the way Special Forces trains. This is the way real warriors train, equal amounts of strength, agility, and endurance, and speed. And it can be done, but it's not easy. And that's why it's taken decades for Nate to put all this together. You know, these books are huge. One's 155 pages, another's 120, the other's 207. I mean, this is not like, you know, I think I'll turn out a few e-books. They'll be 30 or 40 pages each, you know?
Right. Yeah, there's actually hundreds and hundreds of pages on each one of them that I left out. I just said I can't do it because if it's too long, people won't read the doggone thing. And even now, I think they're probably too long, to be honest with you.
Well, you know who needs to buy these books? Somebody who's actually a personal trainer puts on boot camps, because you want to put on a real boot camp? Here it is. This is
it. Yeah, we've got a couple of folks that are doing that, and they are wildly successful with the clients that are willing to do the program, because it's different, you know. But if you're serious about getting into shape for the military or that type of shape, that type of conditioning, then you'll do it, you know. And, you know, the other thing that people have a big difficulty with is that the general fitness crowd is pretty much, you know, when it comes to the civilians that are doing it, they just kind of want to go into a gym, have a social experience, have the trainer hurt them a little bit so they feel it, and then go on about their life and go, you know, go to McDonald's on the way home and say, I'm being all fit and health conscious. This is a professional grade system. When you look at the way that guys like Michael Phelps or any of the other folks that attain Olympic status, it looks a lot like combat conditioning, and there's a reason for that. And, you know, this is based on all of the leading edge, cutting edge, and all of the old Soviet sports science. It's all packed in here and distilled into a format that you can understand and that you can use in, I don't care what it is that you're doing, you can use it for that. And that's what's really nice about it. It's a universal system. If you're human, it's for you. But yeah, I mean, you know, when you start training military personnel, especially special operations guys, this gets almost sadistic, I would say, at a certain point. Because what people don't understand is that as you climb the ladder of world-class performance, you get up above high school varsity level, you're going into nationals, now you're going into Olympic qualifiers. Now, you know, as you're moving up that ladder, things don't get easier. Things get harder, and all the little things that you do matter more, which is why the system is so precise. I mean, this is a surgical approach to physical training and human performance, and people really got to understand that.
Yeah, it's serious. You're really going to work hard. What about an old fart like me? Can I still do this program?
You should do this program. I really believe that, Carl. If you look in there, especially if you were to just take, say, the lifting that you're doing right now, and just decide, I'm working on hypertrophy, I'm working on power, I'm working on muscular endurance, whatever it is, this cycle, just go in the book, pick out the variables that you need for each of your training sessions. So, for example, if you're doing hypertrophy, the duration of your set is going to be 20 to 60 seconds. You're doing 8 to 15 reps. You're doing, 4 to 8 sets. Your rest intervals are 2 to 6 minutes. Speed of the repetition is going to be, I believe it's around 60 to 80% of your max possible speed. And what's nice about all of those variables, it seems like a lot in the beginning to keep track of, but you'll notice that they're all self-correcting. If you follow those variables that I set in there, and then also remember this piece of it, no matter what you're doing, this is the universal concept. You stop, let's say you put 70% on the bar, you do 10 reps, your first set you do 10, your next set, let's say you do 11, then 11, then 9. You're done. Walk away from that exercise right now. You're done because your force production has dropped. If you do that, I'm telling you, the pumps that you will get working hypertrophy, they last for days. It's unbelievable. 3-day pump is normal for that. And it's spectacular. But the growth and the recovery that occurs, it'll just blow your mind. Any of your quote unquote cardio, I would do that. Every day your cardio should be using that max aerobic function heart rate zone. Do that for 20 to 40 minutes a day. and then once a week do some type of sprinting, and you're there.
Right.
You know? It's that easy.
And but if you've never, if you haven't sprinted in a long time, you got to start out slow with sprinting, especially if your body is old. Like, you know, you easily tear something. I agree that spritting is very important. A lot of people don't realize how important it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love this patch. This is the Para Rescue patch. It says, "It's a strange situation and a wild occupation. We're all mad, you know."
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Is that really what all you guys wear on your shoulder? That's amazing.
That's what a lot of folks do. That one in particular is for the 301st Rescue Squadron down at Patrick Air Force Base. And that's an old one. But, yeah, we've got all kinds of paraphernalia that's got all that on it. The Cheshire Cat, of course, coming out of Alice in Wonderland,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, it just sort of speaks to that sort of level of insanity. It's sort of like, you know, all right, you're going in there? Yeah.
That is funny. I mean, it's crazy. It really is. Listen, the books are only going to be up there for 2 weeks. Take advantage of this opportunity. This is an unbelievable collection of information. And no matter what it is your goals are, longevity, health, bodybuilding, strength, these books will help you reach your goals.
Yeah.
Go to rikr.us, rikr.us. Now, can anybody join, be a member to your website, or do you have to be in the military?
No, it's not really, it's not a membership thing. It's just like when you go to the e-commerce website, when you buy something, you have an account that's generated for you that has your digital purchases available for you.
Okay.
So you get that through the email or whatever.
But anyone could subscribe to your newsletter, right?
They can. Yep. And I'm not sure how much longer we're going to actually do the newsletter again, because we're moving so hard and so fast into the military and special operations domain. And we've got a number of projects that we're doing, but if any of your listeners are a member of the military and their units are looking for a human performance or combat performance solution, then you can just go to Riker.us and use the contact form that's on there and contact us. We can set up a course, because that's really what we've discovered, is that the best solution for folks is for us to come out and educate you, walk you through how this is supposed to work. And then that way you've got the maximum number of tools available to then take your unit forward and succeed. That's something that we've done now with a couple of different units. You know, the first guys to jump on it were the 82nd Airborne Division.
Wow.
Huge kudos to those guys. It's not the whole division, just one or two companies out there. But, I mean, we're talking, you're looking at guys that after a year of doing this, you know, they've got a 500 club for guys that are deadlifting over 500. They've got a 350 club for guys benching over 350. They got guys that are running, not just the fact that they're running 6 miles, and not that they're running 6 miles in under 42 minutes, which is a 7 minute mile.
Right.
They're doing it at a heart rate under 140 beats a minute.
Yeah.
And that should blow your mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're finishing ruck marches in times that guys normally run that distance in. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I can tell you from having gone and trained those guys, most of them are broken and they're still doing that. They're not broken from doing combat conditioning. They're broken from what the Army did to them previously. And so on top of that, you know, these pulled muscles and broken bodies and all that sort of thing, they're still performing at that level. So can you imagine if they were getting the right physical therapy
right from the get-go, or if they got this training right from the get-go before they were?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, if your unit's interested, you know, just contact us on the website and I'll reply to you immediately and we'll see what we can set up.
The website is rikr.us, rikr.us. Go there, click the button for the store, order all four of these training manuals. You will not be disappointed. They deliver, and they deliver a type of strength and conditioning training that is the kind that you will be able to bet your life on. Nate, thanks so much for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you, Carl. Always a pleasure.
Talk soon. All right, so there you have it. Also want to thank, who else was on my show today? I forgot. Dr., let's see here. Anatol talking to us about how sad movies are fattening. Obviously, stay away from sad movies as much as possible. Watch funny movies. They're better for you. And then also, thank you to Dr. Yu Leng for coming on and talking about how sleeping more than 8 hours has been linked to higher risk of stroke. If you have an elderly loved one, be vigilant about how long they're sleeping. If you see their sleep changing, they used to sleep 7 or 8 hours. All of a sudden, they're spending 10, 11 hours in bed, taking naps in the afternoon. It could be a sign of something. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.